that to her great disappointment no one would ever believe anything against her. Mrs. Erlynne, a pushing nobody with a delightful lisp and Venetian red hair, Lady Alice Chapman, his hostess's daughter, a dowdy, dull girl with one of those characteristic British faces that, once seen, are never remembered, and her husband, a red-cheeked, white-whiskered creature who, like so many of his class, was under the impression that inordinate joviality can atone for an entire lack of ideas. He was rather sorry he had come, till Lady Narborough, looking at the great ormolu gilt clock that sprawled in gaudy curves on the mantelshelf, exclaimed, "How horrid of Henry Wotton to be so late!"